fight back essential following Osborne's hatchet budget. For the millionaire Tory cabinet ministers sitting in their ivory towers, the plight of working class people is off their radar and concern. What do they care, if a whole generation of young people is condemned to a desperate struggle for the basic necessities of life? Since the Tories' unexpected election break in May, scraping back into power with the votes of 24% of the electorate, hatchet Chancellor George Osborne has been licking his lips in anticipation of the further destruction he can inflict on the welfare state. In today's budget, he triumphantly announced measures that will worsen the struggle to get by of many working class and middle class people, by slashing tax credits and housing benefit, and maintaining public sector wage increases at just 1%. He did this while repeating his brazen lie that we are all in this together. Especially worse off after Osborne's budget will be future parents who have more than two children. As a result of his vindictive cuts, many children in larger families will be condemned to greater poverty than those in smaller families. The justification he resorted to for cutting in work benefits, to disguise an ideological war on welfare, was that they are effectively subsidizing employers. But apart from his introduction of a new national living wage of £7.20 an hour from next April, which is in reality far less than a real living wage, he leaves low-paid workers who are having their benefits reduced at the mercy of the goodwill of their bosses, and we all know the likely result of that. For Osborne, it's not enough that the top companies already amass vast profits while paying poverty wages. He has given the Tories' big business friends an enormous tax handout, with corporation tax to be reduced to 19% in 2017 and 18% in 2020. Raising the annual income threshold at which tax starts to £11,000 will be generally welcomed, but this isn't a measure that gives more to the lowest paid workers. It puts the same tax-free earnings sum into the pockets of all earners, including the richest. That measure, and the increase in the renamed minimum wage, which will be an additional 50p an hour after the increase of 20p due in October, puts some much-needed extra money into workers' pockets. However, on the other hand, most or all of it will be taken away for many by the slashing of in-work benefits, not to mention the effect of public sector wages being held at low levels. Housing crisis. The massive and acute lack of affordable housing will grow even greater with the Tory budget's inclusion of a sell-off of housing association stock via the forewarned right to buy announcement. Much of this housing stock will end up in the hands of buy-to-let landlords charging astronomical market rents. Local authorities have had an indirect funding cut by being forced to reduce council property rents by 1%, along with housing associations, a very small welcome measure for a layer of tenants, but one designed to cut the government's housing benefit bill, rather than being of significant benefit to tenants. The best way to help working people is to let them keep more of the money they earn, argued Osborne just minutes after he had announced a major blow to social housing tenants who earn more than £30,000 a year or £40,000 in London. They will be penalised with market-level rents, or will have to uproot themselves and move elsewhere. Yet the Rowntree Foundation has calculated that a couple with two children need an income of £40,000 if they are to have an acceptable standard of living. Youth and students. For young people, there is no respite. Students from low-waged households have had their small lifeline of a means-tested grant removed, turned into more loans, to weigh them down with ever more frightening levels of debt. Young people shouldn't go straight from school to the dole, decreed Osborne, so he abolished housing benefit for 18 to 21 year olds, ensuring that instead they can go from school to sleeping on the street. For some though, there will be more slave labor apprenticeships. And no one under 25 will be entitled to the national living wage. Overall, this budget cuts nearly £13 billion a year from welfare, which will add to the existing terrible levels of deprivation and hardship. Pressure on claimants and job seekers, already causing suicides when faced with benefits sanctions, will remain and in some cases be stepped up. Parents of children over the age of 3 are now on the list of those to be hit. Osborne and Cameron's measures will certainly not reduce the massive and escalating inequality in society, which of course is the expected outcome from this pro-big business capitalist government that looks after the interests of the rich and powerful. Neither will it alter the precariousness of the economy recovery, which is inherently weak and highly exposed to impending shocks from the Eurozone and world economy. The urgency of the measures agreed at the conference of the National Shop Stewards Conference on the 4th of July are ever more clear, calling for the TUC to organize a national campaign of public meetings and rallies, to build for coordinated strike action against austerity, including to prepare for a 24-hour general strike. The Greek workers are saying no to austerity, so must we. Judy Beeshan.